The governor of the central bank has warned this lunchtime that the government needs to think very carefully about what effect policy proposals could have on inflation as it begins to frame October's budget. Gabriel McClough, who is also member of the European Central Bank Board of Governors, which sets interest rates for the Eurozone, said if government spending here fuels demand at a time when the ECB is trying to slow it down, that just means that monetary policy, interest rates, is going to have to work harder. We've been speaking to Gabriel McClough first about the prospect of further ECB interest rate increases in the weeks and months ahead.
It is important to firstly be clear on why we've got interest rate increases, and we've got them because we've got unprecedented inflation. Having got used to, over many years, pretty low and stable rates of inflation, a combination of the pandemic itself, the war, Russia's war in Ukraine, and then the lifting of lockdown and the release of pent-up demand created pretty high levels of inflation, both in Ireland but across the whole euro area and, in fact, in most of the world. So last October, inflation was 10.6% in the euro area, for example. So the way to manage inflation is to use interest rates to try and do two things. One, to reduce aggregate demand, that's total demand in the economy, and secondly, to actually set expectations for what will happen in the future. Because if people think that we don't care about inflation, then we'll get ourselves into a spiral which will make things worse. And at the end of the day, inflation is incredibly damaging to households, to businesses, to the whole economy. And it's particularly, it hits in particular the poorest and the most vulnerable in society. Yeah. So we do need to deal with it.
But we have seen inflation moderate to some extent. The trend does now seem to be downward. Does that mean that it can be said, and you can say at this point, that the work of the interest rate increases has been completed, or is more needed?
No, I think what we can say, it's certainly this week we had welcome news that inflation in the euro area last month was down to 6.1%. And in Ireland, it's down to 5.4% compared to the 9.6 it was last summer. So that's good news. But we're not, it doesn't mean that our job at the ECB has ended. In my view, what we want to see in the data is we want to have a lot more confidence that we're now on a track to achieve our target, which is 2% inflation in the medium term. So we are some way off with those numbers I just quoted.
So that means further interest rate increases, does it?
So I think what it means is that we will likely see more interest rate increases when the ECB next meets in a couple of weeks. And we may very well see a further increase after that in July. But on the other hand, beyond that, it's unclear. It'll depend on the data. What I feel I can say is that when we started to raise interest rates last July, if you can imagine the interest rate raising process being like a ladder, last July we were at the bottom of the ladder and we started the process. And going up the ladder was fairly straightforward. We're now reaching, we're near the top of the ladder. We're not at the top of the ladder, but we're reaching the top of the ladder. And the closer you get to the top of any ladder when you climb it, you start to slow down because it could be you don't need to get to the very top to achieve whatever you want to achieve. So we're in that space at the moment. Okay. So I think we're nearing the end, but we're not there just yet.
Now, the ECB's current projection is that Eurozone inflation will return to this target of 2% by 2025. Does that mean that interest rates will remain at or near their current levels until at least 2025?
No, it doesn't. And we're going to have new projections in 2 weeks' time when we meet in Frankfurt. And we in the Central Bank of Ireland will be publishing our own projections a week after that. But no, what I think it means is that once we reach the top of the ladder, we're likely to stay there for a while. But I wouldn't, it doesn't mean, I mean, monetary policy works with a 12 to 18 month lag. Mm. So that doesn't mean that interest rates will have to stay at whatever levels they finally stop at until 2025.
Now, the other aspect of this, of course, is fiscal policy, government's budgetary policy. And you're also saying this week that now, and I quote your blog, now is not the right time for the overall fiscal position to be adding more money into the system through government spending than it's taking out through government revenues. If fiscal policy excessively supports demand conditions, then monetary policy has to work harder to bring inflation back to target. Are you saying that if government spending were to increase significantly, and we all know about the windfall taxes, that that would result quite possibly in higher interest rates for a longer period of time?
Well, of course, interest rates are set in Frankfurt for the whole of the euro area. So what I am saying applies certainly to the whole of the euro area. If governments in the whole of the euro area essentially push against what we are trying to do, as I said a few minutes ago, we're trying, what monetary policy tries to do is to reduce aggregate demand. If fiscal policy pushes against that and essentially makes it harder for us to achieve what we need to do, we're going to have to take further action to achieve what we need to do. In Ireland itself, of course, because we don't set interest rates for Ireland alone, if what fiscal policy, if it pushes too hard against monetary policy, what it could do is actually fuel inflation, because we don't have complete control to only manage inflation in Ireland because we're part of the euro area. But certainly fiscal policy across the euro area needs to work to support monetary policy, so that we can get inflation down much faster.
And I mean, here in Ireland, we've seen supports, cost of living supports over the last year or so, and you're not against those, but you say that they should be targeted, they should be temporary, and they should be tailored.
Yes, and that view remains. I think, you know, inflation hits the most vulnerable, and I think it's entirely appropriate that fiscal policy, the government supports, are targeted at those who are the most vulnerable, and they're tailored to the particular support that's needed, whether it's to help with energy prices, for example. But they should also be temporary, because we should be aiming in time to withdraw those supports as inflation reduces. One of the things that the ECB has shown in its analysis is that a significant proportion of the supports that were introduced over the last 18 months or whatever are actually not targeted, not particularly tailored, and so far, as we've seen, they don't look very temporary either. So that is a problem.
And that's the governor of the Central Bank, Gabriel McLouf.